Harper Audio presents The Good Daughters by Joyce Maynard, performed by Joyce Maynard, Rebecca Tuttle, and Jeff Woodman. Copyright 2010 by Joyce Maynard. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers.
This book is dedicated to Lori Clark Bukar, Rebecca Tuttle Schultz, Shirley Hazard Marcello, and Talida Stinchfield. All, like myself, daughters of New Hampshire, two native-born, two transplanted. Each a sister, not by blood, but by choice.
Prologue. Hurricane season. October, 1949. It begins with a humid wind blowing across the fields from the northeast, and strangely warm for this time of year. Even before the wind reaches the house, Edwin Plank sees it coming, rippling over the dry grass, the last rows of corn stalks still standing in the lower field below the barn, the one place the tractor hasn't got to yet. In the space of time it takes a man to pour his coffee and call the dog in, though Sadie knows to come, the wind has sent her running toward the house, the sky grows dark. Crows circle the barn, and starlings, looking for the rafters. It's not yet 4 o'clock, and daylight savings will be ending soon, but with the sun no longer visible behind the low, flat wall of cloud cover rolling in, it could be sunset, and maybe that's why the cattle are making their long, low sounds of discontent. Things are not as they should be on the farm, and animals always know. Standing on the porch with his coffee, Edwin calls to his wife, Connie. She's still out in the yard with a basket, taking down the laundry she'd hung out to dry this morning. 4 girls make a lot of laundry. Cotton dresses, Carter's tops and bottoms all pink, diapers, naturally, and her own sensible white cotton undergarments, but the less said about those the better, in Connie's book. Gathering up the last of the clothing not yet dry, rescued from the line before the wind gets to it, Connie's already thinking that if the lights go out due to the storm, as very likely they will, and he can't listen to the ball game on the radio, her husband may bother her in bed tonight. She'd been hoping the World Series would keep him occupied a while. His Red Sox won't be playing. The team folded in September, as usual. Still, Edwin never misses the series. They knew the hurricane was coming. Bonnie, they're calling this one. In their 8 years of marriage, has Edwin ever failed to catch the weather report? He's already taken care of things in the barn, put away his tools, made sure the hay's covered and the barn doors secured. The cows are in their stalls, naturally. But on the roof, the weather vane, the same one that has stood there for 140 years now, through a half dozen generations of Planks, spins like a top. Now comes the rain. A few drops first, then sheets of it, pounding down so hard Edwin can no longer see his tractor, the old red Massey Ferguson that sits out in the field in whatever spot he finished up his work that day. The rain's so loud he has to raise his voice now as he calls in his 2 elder daughters, Naomi and Sarah. Go check your sisters, girls. The little ones, Esther and Edwina, should be waking from their nap any time now, if the sound of the rain hasn't wakened them already. In the yard, Connie's struggling with the laundry basket, wind in her face and rain. He sets his coffee down and runs to meet her and take the load. Already soaked, her dress clings to her short, utilitarian body. Nothing about her resembles the women he sometimes thinks about, afternoons on the tractor, or during the long hours he spends in the barn, milking. Marilyn Monroe, of course, Ava Gardner, Peggy Lee. But at that moment, with wet fabric accentuating her breasts, he's thinking how nice it'll be when the children are in bed tonight, knowing the game will be canceled due to the weather, to lie under the covers with his wife, hearing the rain on the roof. A good night for making love, if she lets him. Connie hands her husband the basket. He puts his free arm around her shoulders to help her up the hill. The wind is that strong, pushing against their bodies. He has to raise his voice over the roar of the downpour. She's a doozy, this one, he says. Looks like we may lose power.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?